My name is Cynthia Carter, but I was Cynthia Sampson then. I was born actually in Tisbury in Wiltshire, but we went to live at Ellingham when I was 4 years old. And so I grew up at Ellingham, and I was 11 a week after the war started. Ellingham was a mixed farm. We had a dairy and also arable land. And the main thing I remember about the coming of the aerodrome was that we were taking the harvest out of the field, that they were bringing the equipment in to making the aerodrome. Wagons of sheaves being taken out as fast as possible because they were bringing in the bulldozers. And then they started work. That would have been 1940. They must have worked pretty hard because that was September 1940, and it was operational in February 41. So they did it fairly quickly. I guess we lost all that land. It was the major part of the farm. And whereas it was fields with hedgerows and so forth, everything was rooted out and flattened. There was a wood in the middle where wild daffodils grew. That went, and there was a pond that used to freeze over in the winter that we used to slide on. Of course, that was filled in. The whole thing was completely levelled. When it was being built, the army moved in, and they were all residing at Moyles Court, and we had one of the officers' wives living with us at the farm. And then my mother also had one of the foremen of the workmen building the aerodrome billeted on her. We didn't have evacuees, but we had other people instead. So there were a lot of military around at that point.